Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Okay, well, thanks so much for staying with us. I just want to help us all to, you know, sort of try and follow what's happening between us and the US. And I just cannot keep up myself. So we're going to try and, you know, sort of keep you abreast of where we are at right now. So on the 2nd of April, 2025, there was another attempt to punish South African government with introducing in the US House of Representatives a bill. There's a proposed bill. And this bill is asking for a full review of the bilateral relationship between the United States and South Africa. Now, listen to this. It's a new bill that was sponsored by a Republican congressman from Texas, Ronnie Jackson. On the line with us is journalist at the Daily Maverick, Rebecca Davis, who's going to help us unpack all of this and why we should really be asking difficult questions about who is sponsoring these bills, these proposed bills, and what are the links between the people that have this kind of interest in getting us into that naughty corner. Rebecca Davis, thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so we'll start with what the bill proposes.
So it proposes to assess the bilateral relationship between the United States and South Africa. It wants a full review of that, which is actually pretty much a done deal, because we know that once AGOA is off the table, that's our preferential trade deal, which it seems almost certain it will, especially with this new tariff hysteria. There's really going to be very little left to review. But leaving that aside, it's asking for a full review of the bilateral relationship, and it wants the U.S. Congress to single out South African government officials and ANC leaders who might be eligible to have sanctions imposed upon them. Now, that obviously is probably not a very nice thought if you are someone like Cyril Ramaphosa, as it could mean, you know, his foreign assets could be frozen. It could mean his ability to travel overseas could be limited. So it is a kind of low but effective political tool often when America is dealing with what they consider rogue regimes. And the suggestion is, I suppose, that South Africa is one too. And when it's trying to justify why these actions should be taken, well, we've seen some of this before. It complains about Pretoria being too close to China, Pretoria being too close to Russia. Although this one has some interesting new seasonings. It cites, for instance, the cholera outbreaks of 2023 and 2024, suggesting that this is, I suppose, evidence of the South African government's failure to care for its people. And it also points to the appointment of Ebrahim Rasool as South Africa's ambassador to the USA. So this is a kind of standard package we've seen of American politicians' complaints about America in recent years. But there's one major anchor. There's always one major anchor. And that anchor is Israel.
Yeah. And I mean, and this is the nub of the issue, right? So this bill, yes, has all these other issues, but this is actually the big chunk of what actually they're trying to say.
That's right. So almost a third, something like 5 out of 15 pages just devoted to this one issue, Israel and South Africa, and in particular, South Africa's decision to approach the International Court of Justice to have Israel's actions in Gaza classified as genocide, which I think we cannot underestimate the extent to which that move has set the cat among the pigeons in, you know, Tel Aviv, but also in Washington.
Let's then talk about who sponsored this motion. Now, Ronnie Jackson is not really a high-ranking congressman, right? So and so he's not really that influential, and, you know, he's not really going to get much support. Demoted from the U.S. Navy for really strange things and sexual other things. That doesn't matter. But he's one amongst many who are really trying to discredit South Africa. What's the link between them?
So there's a website, very handily, called Open Secrets. And what it allows you to do is to track the source of funding going towards any American congressman. So that's senators and also the House of Representatives. And when you go on that and you start looking at the congressmen who in recent months have asked President Donald Trump specifically to take action against South Africa. So it's not just this guy, Ronnie Jackson. It was also four congressmen in February who wrote to Trump asking him to scrap AGOA, again citing Israel, terming the ICJ approach as baseless, accusing the ANC government of acting as Hamas propagandists. So these are now five congressmen in recent months. They have a number of things in common. First of all, they're all Republicans, mainly from the south of America. Second of all, they're all MAGA fans, shall we say. So mm-hmm. they are, you know, arch supporters of Donald Trump. And thirdly, and most critically for our purposes, they all receive funding from one particular entity. Mm. That particular entity is known as the American Israel's Public Affairs Committee. Mm. It is a hugely influential player in Washington. And three out of four of these congressmen have had the same biggest donor at some point since 2022. That's AIPAC. And now we can add to that Ronny Jackson. So four out of five had AIPAC as their single biggest donor. And the remaining one also received AIPAC funding. So in other words, these congressmen are all receiving money from a lobby group which is set up specifically for one purpose and one purpose alone, and that is to financially reward U.S. politicians who take a very strong stance on Israel.
I want us to contextualize all of this and quantify it. $53 million is sort of how much they've been getting.
So this is the confusing thing, right? Or rather the complicating factor. AIPAC doesn't just fund these five guys. Yes. They fund everyone. They fund last year they funded 361 candidates from both the Republican and Democratic parties. And let me tell you, your faves are in there. Kamala Harris was in there. Joe Biden was in there. Even Bernie Sanders received money from AIPAC. So they really do throw their money across the widest possible political spectrum. And frankly, if you've been wondering why it is that U.S. politicians seem so timid when it comes to criticism of Israel, well, some of it is no doubt linked to the fact that evangelical Christians in the U.S. do have very strong ties to Israel and feel very strong from a religious perspective about support for the state of Israel. But the other aspect has to be financial. There is so much money funding these politicians, funding these campaigns, coming out of this one group, the American Israel Public Affairs Committee. You support Israel, you get money from that campaign.
Wow. Really, thank you so much for that, journalist at Daily Maverick, Rebecca Davis. So it helps us tie it all together, right? So as you try and understand, you know, where we stand and why is it that we're getting all this flack, well, follow the money, she says, and they've done just that. So that's very clear that it's not just, you know, somebody who's irritated with South Africa. Some of these congressmen who are out for South, out there, really trying to badmouth us, well, they're getting paid for it. And so I think it's important for us to know, right? Because as we get confused about why, where does this all come from? Well, if you follow the money, then you'll know, you know, it's in other people's interest to do that. They get good money for doing that. And unfortunately, I'm not sure we have the right response to all of this.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.